This is Manna Jo Green, Environmental Director for Hudson River Sloop Clearwater, and this is Your Environment. In the busyness of the holiday season, we may tend to focus only in a fleeting way on the values that we could and should embody throughout the year. The holidays are a special time for appreciation and gratitude, which are also an important part of taking care of the earth, appreciating what we have so we know what to take care of. It isn't easy being green, especially during this time of year when we celebrate with parties and gifts and traveling to see loved ones and friends, but there are ways to have a green holiday season. As you do your holiday shopping, think about the idea of pre-cycling. Think before you buy. Consider every purchase you make will eventually be discarded. So ask yourself, how long will this gift last? How much space will it take in a landfill? Can it or its packaging be reused or recycled? Look for gifts that are minimally packaged without unnecessary plastic wrap or cardboard backing. Also, gifts that are enduring or that can be used over and over are good choices. These include reusable canvas tote bags, cloth napkins and tablecloths, and compact fluorescent light bulbs or LEDs. For your holiday party, put out reusable table settings, dishes, glassware, silverware, and linens, instead of single-use disposable paper or plastic. You can also choose to give handmade gifts. Try to upcycle and create gifts from available reusable materials. Be creative. Bake, sew, knit, paint a picture, draw a landscape, frame a photo, write a poem, sing a song. Use your talents to create very special and personal gifts. Also, you can wrap gifts in reusable gift bags or boxes and reuse wrapping paper, boxes, ribbons, bows from previous holidays. Be creative with gift wrapping. Magazines and newspaper pages make unique, inexpensive wrapping paper. The Sunday comics are a colorful choice, especially for children. Also, use leftover wallpaper, pictures from old calendars, maps, or posters. And you can even reuse Christmas cards by cutting off the message and turning it into a postcard and putting your own new message on the back of the picture. Gifts can be things to do, not just things to have. What a wonderful experience to receive tickets to the theater, a concert, a sporting event, or a gift certificate for dining out or babysitting. Gifts made of recycled materials will help green your holidays, and electronic greetings save a lot of trees. But if you prefer sending paper greetings, look for holiday cards and stationery that are made of recycled paper. Plants, bulbs, and seedlings also make wonderful gifts. After the holiday, cut Christmas trees can be set in a wooded area on your property to create protective habitat for birds and wildlife, or they can be chipped, the grinding of the greens, by your local recycling station or transfer station. If you do set trees out in the woods, be sure to remove all the tinsel and decorations. Better still, instead of buying a cut tree, consider purchasing a tree with a root ball that can be planted and enjoyed for many years. One of the greatest environmentally friendly gifts of all is to donate to an environmental organization, like maybe Clearwater. But the best gift of all is the gift of yourself. Spending time with those you care about and volunteering where you can to help those in need. This holiday season and throughout the year, I invite you to green your holidays and strive for a lifestyle that sustains us and the health of the planet that is home to us all. This is Mana Jo Green, Environmental Action Director for Hudson River Sloop Clearwater, and this has been Your Environment.